We're going to jump right into it, Alderman. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're running against Tony Preckwinkle.
I am.
Election is March 17th, 2026.
Yes, St. Patrick's Day.
Perfect. All the Irish out there, perfect day. So Tyler Technologies was contracted by the County of Cook in 2015 for about $30 million, that's with an M, to redo software company to redo the tax bills. It was supposed to take 3 to 5 years. Okay, so let's do the math. Okay, 2013 plus 5 is 18. It's 2025. It's still effed up.
That's right.
Okay, and that's the official term. Okay, this clown Fitzkagey, okay, 3 years ago, decides to go fully our assessor, decides to go all in with the new system that's not test, that hasn't been beta tested yet, and switch over to the new system without having the second backup system in case something goes wrong, because that's what we do in the private sector all the time, Alderman.
Yeah. We
no, just,
we don't.
we install a new line and jump right into it.
Yeah.
Okay, this clown jumps right into it, and it's been a disaster ever since. Okay, we've got less than 70 days to October, November, December. We've got 90-some days to get the tax. Wait, hold on. October, November, 90-some days to get the tax bills out in 2026 so our listeners living in Cook County could write off the taxes on their 25 tax returns. So 90 days, the clock's counting. Okay, plus at the end of the year, it's great. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and all the holidays and all that. Just what you want is your tax bill showing up.
Exactly.
Okay, so I reached out to Tyler Technologies. I received this email back. Please attribute to Tyler Technology. Our teams continue to work diligently with the county in all aspects of the software transition and implementation. At this time, the county is best source for the information you requested. Okay, that's from the media department. So I reached out to Ben, our producer. Ben, I asked you to call, right?
That's correct.
What number did you call, Ben, on the Cook County website for Tony Preckwinkle?
That was 312-443-5500.
Are you ready, Alderman? So I asked Ben to call and record the call. Yep. This is what Ben got. Go ahead, Ben. Don't worry, Ben. Cook County President Preckwinkle's office. Hmm. Okay.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Alderman, hand to God.
Oh, my goodness.
I called it first. I couldn't believe it.
Cook County in a nutshell right there.
Alderman, number one, what would you do if you were in the president when you're sworn in as president, God willing? You've got my vote. And I hope everybody that's listening takes a serious look at this candidate. What would you do with Tyler Technologies the first day in office? And you told me something. We're now up to over $250 million
That's
in this
right.
software?
Yeah, so, you know, this was a contract that was supposed to be done in 3 years.
Yeah.
It was supposed to cost $30 million at the most.
Most.
And it was to upgrade the mainframes at county so they'd all speak the same language and get us efficiencies and cost savings,
yes.
Ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 11 years later, $250 million plus later, it still doesn't work. And what is inexplicable is that the county president, Tony Preckwinkle, and her allies on the county board, every step of the way, as this company was missing its marks, wasn't functioning properly,
not performing
data was
up to their
garbled,
contract,
not meeting the terms of the contract, excuse after excuse after excuse was laid out on behalf of this company, and we doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on a failed technology. And then you get a response, we're working diligently. They've been working diligently for over a decade on something they were supposed to deliver within 3 years. And now here we are, all this time later, out all that money. Taxpayers got screwed on that deal.
Yes.
And now we're on the precipice of not getting these tax bills out on time. And while Cook County property taxpayers are not eager to get their tax bill, a lot of folks, though, can take advantage of paying them early and save a lot of money that way.
Here's a challenge. You're escrowing your taxes, Alderman. You are paying your taxes and your insurance as part of your mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have an extra $5,000 to $10,000 laying around.
No.
That's been set aside in your mortgage payment.
That's right.
Okay. Most of the listeners here in Cook County are sitting with $10,000 to $40,000 with credit cards, Alderman. How do I know? Because I run credit on people that listen to the show that live in Cook County. They don't have an extra $5,000 to $10,000, $8,000 laying around.
No, they don't. So you're getting screwed so many different ways by this contract. It's insane. Then, if you're living in a local municipality in Cook County, they're waiting extra months, many months in this case, for their revenue that they need to provide your police and fire service and all the things that they do for you as a taxpayer. They need to now go out and take out loans. And in many cases, those loans are paying a high juice rate.
Sure.
You know, these are almost like payday loan style type of situations. And you're going to pay for that on your tax bill next time. So this is the gift that keeps on giving. And the fact that Tony Preckwinkle defends this thing and continues to invest in it, is it makes no sense whatsoever.
All right, one question, then we got to hit a break. And, you're welcome back anytime. And so is Mama Bear, Tony Preckwinkle, 0.8 miles from here. I've offered to send the rickshaw. You know the guy that plays Elton John? You know, with the lights?
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time.
Open air. You know, let's get some front. I'll send an Uber Black, you know, one of the luxury cars, 0.8 miles. I'm a big spender, okay, on me. Anytime she wants to come in. What would you do? I ask this question repeatedly, can't get an answer. What would you do to encourage the redevelopment and the cleanup of the brownfields that have been sent empty since I was in the scrap industry? Yeah. I got out of the scrap industry in August of 2000. I was in it from 1988 to August of 2000. I drove from Northbrook down to 159th Street today and made a loop back just to see if they're still the same brownfields.
Oh, for sure.
I got out of the industry in 2000. They're still the same brownfields that are there 25 years ago, Alderman. What are you going to do to redevelop, clean up, and put those brownfields back on the tax rolls?
Yeah, well, you know, Cook County says they currently have a toolkit to address the brownfields issue. The problem with the toolkit is that the tools are all completely disjointed.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in that toolkit to incentivize private developers to come in and look at grabbing big chunks of these parcels,
yes,
with lots of help, because we have grants and EPA money out there to help with remediation, all these things. But the better toolkit should involve serious financial incentives to come in and put these things back on the tax roll. Not just clean them up. You're creating thousands of jobs in the building trades.
Yes.
You're creating lots of permanent jobs, yes, once you deliver these new communities. And the good news for taxpayers is by broadening the tax base, you don't have to keep shouldering the burden you're shouldering today. So to have, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of acres sitting fallow because the county has not gotten its act together with some comprehensive planning and directly engaging with private developers, the folks who know how to do this best.
Yes.
And with our partners in the building trades, we could really get this thing going. You know, there's something to be argued. You know, all these building trades have big pension funds that are flush with cash.
Mm-hmm.
They could become investors in these programs. This could be a win for labor, for business, and for the taxpayer all at once. But there is no comprehensive plan, and there aren't people there squarely focused at Cook County on making this happen. But that is just an opportunity lost. It's a crime that has gone this long without being redeveloped.
Will you promise when you're elected to address that within the first 90 days?
Absolutely. You know, and that's a big, we're going to roll out a housing plan in a few weeks. I'm having my math double and triple checked by folks in the development community, sure, and in the finance community. But that is a big chunk, I think, of Cook County's future salvation here. We have a lot of dead land,
yes,
just sitting there.
I've been saying.
And not only is it a blight and a disservice to the folks who live around it, but it's a lost opportunity to really create wealth and rebuild communities,
yes,
in areas that are struggling. A lot of the areas that are around these brownfields also happen to be very poor and underinvested in.
Yes.
This is a great way to generate new economic activity and growth. So, yes, we're going to roll out a very detailed plan on that.
If our listeners want more information about you and your campaign, where do they go?
RileyForCookCounty.com.
And I spelled it the Jewish way, R-I-L-E-Y.
But the Irish way is,
yeah,
R-E-I-L-L-Y.
One more time. I couldn't get the email. I'm talking to his guy. I keep getting bounced back. I'm like, oh, I spelled it the way the Jews
spelled it. R-E-I-L-L-Y for Cook County.
Okay. And you will come back?
Absolutely. Whenever you have me. It's great to be here.
And equal time, Tony Preckwinkle, Mama Bear, anytime you want to come in, we'll put you in the same seat as the alderman, and we could talk about these issues. You will get equal time. You have a better chance of Siamese twins elephants coming at your rear end between now and St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I wish you luck in getting the president, yeah, in. I think it would be illuminating.
Yeah. I would love it. I would bet it, I would take the under. All right. One more time, your website, Alderman. We got to hit a break.
Riley for Chicago. Riley for CookCounty.com.
All right. Whatever you need from me, you got. And I'm voting for you. I'm pulling for you because we need a change. We got to hit the reset button, and you're the guy to do it. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Taking a quick break. We'll be back after these messages.